in to Naturopathic Earth Radio with certified health consultant and former obese child, A. Gregory Luna, where you get the latest on clean living, natural remedies, effective weight loss tips, and sound naturopathic principles from experts and biohackers from around the world and Gregory himself. Don't be a slave to Big Pharma. Break free of the shackles of Big Food and start your journey now to a long, vibrant, purposeful life. Become a citizen of Naturopathic Earth.
Hey everybody, this is A. Gregory Luna. You can call me Gregory, or in Espanol, Gregorio. I was talking to somebody about Friday the 13th and Halloween, the old slasher movies, and one of the things I remember about them that made me laugh is, like, in the background, every time before the girl's about to get killed, you always hear that background sound, which goes something like, ch-ch-ch-ch, ah-ah-ah-ah, kill. Anyways, that's a complete non sequitur, aside from the fact that today's podcast, we're going to talk about natural biohacks for insomnia. And maybe that's one of the reasons you have insomnia is because you're watching too many scary movies and they're keeping your cortisol levels really, really high. And that's not something that we want. To get sleepy time to go visit Morpheus, the god of dreams, not Lawrence Fishburne from The Matrix. And I heard recently that they're thinking of remaking The Matrix. Please don't do it. Now, I wish I could, like, blot out my eyes after seeing the sequels to the original Matrix, which were horrible. Okay, horrible. Though I like there was a character called the Merovingian because that was the old original French dynasty that Clovis founded in 587 AD. Right now you're going to go to sleep. Your insomnia is cured, right? After talking about early French history, but they might redo the Matrix. But so before we start on the biohacks for sleeping, let's go over some of the facts here. You can reach me at naturopathicearth.com, N-A-T-U-R-O-P-A-T-H-I-C, earth.com, or just Google Confessions of an Obese Child. And I'm on the Twitter and Facebook at naturopathearth, and I'm on the Insta, as my students call it, at naturopathic_earth. All right, so one last thing before we start. We're having a little raffle. If you subscribe to our newsletter, which is essentially just a daily email with a link to our articles, you're going to enter a raffle where Kate's going to make you an essential oil blend and a roll-on blend, so you can use it on a variety of ways. It's quite versatile, or versatile, as they would say in Pismo Beach, as Bugs Bunny would say. He took a wrong turn there, right? Which is kind of hard because Pismo Beach is on a peninsula over in Florida. So why would you even be in a peninsula? How could you have taken a wrong turn there? But either way, so subscribe. We just want your email. We're not even asking your name. And 1 out of 10 subscribers will get a essential oil blend by Kate McCall. So let us commence. Now, some of you have no problem sleeping, and I get that. Okay, when I was your age, well, actually, I don't even know how old you are, but I guess when I'm talking about my students, my high school students, a lot of them don't have any problems sleeping. As the older you get, you have more sleep problems. And an estimated about 75% of Americans suffer from some sleep problems, and more than 40% report getting 5 hours or less of sleep a day or a night. This is very problematic. Now, we've reached this point in society where we will sacrifice sleep for everything, right? TV watching, social media, work, cleaning, exercise, whatever it is. And there is honestly nothing more important than, aside from probably movement, than sleeping. It is the restorative period of our day, recalibrates the hormones. It gets our brain kind of settled, processing the activities and memories of the previous day. It is super important. But there is an insomnia problem in America, and we're going to cover some of the reasons why there is an insomnia problem, and then some of the natural ways you can biohack that. Because we don't want to go in las drogas. Most of you who listen to this podcast know that natural remedies are really the first line of defense. And they shouldn't be the no line of defense, and you shouldn't pull for the drugs. I think most of you guys know that there are horrible side effects in Lunesta, Soma, Ambien, and even, you know, a lot of people take melatonin or they take Benadryl, some antihistamines for sleep, but they're problematic. So let's quickly go over some of the indicators, one of the risk factors, so to speak, of what happens when you're not getting enough sleep. So higher rate of obesity, much higher chance you're going to get fat or more overweight. Lower cognition and mental functioning the next day, I think that's understood. Higher rate of infection, again, this is partly because your body's not resting, so you have a higher rate of getting sick. Your immune system is compromised. Higher rate of cardiovascular diseases, study after study is coming out. Higher rate of heart attacks, higher rate of stroke, higher rate of aneurysms when you're a chronic insomniac. Higher rate of type 2 diabetes, which is the lifestyle diabetes. Much higher chance you're going to get that too. That has to do with insulin resistance. And again, the body is not reprogramming and resting. And then overall, shorter life expectancy. You will die younger if you're not getting enough sleep. I shish you not. Look it up. People who sleep less than 5 hours a day have a shorter life expectancy, okay? So look, this is what we're looking at. You're essentially going to get dumber, fatter, and die younger, and probably get a heart attack, and that's why you're going to die. And then you're going to get a bunch of infections on the way. So sleep is important. Sleep is very important. So we're going to talk about some things that you can do to make yourself sleepier when the time comes. So let's review sleep a little. How we fall asleep, really, neurologists still don't know. But what we do know is that the pineal gland, which is a gland located underneath your cerebellum in your brain, is the gland responsible for melatonin. Melatonin is our sleepy hormone, so to speak. And around sunset is when melatonin starts to be released by the body. Melatonin will make us sleepy. Conversely, cortisol, which is our inflammation or reduces inflammation, fight or flight hormone made by the adrenal glands, has the opposite effect. It keeps us awake. It keeps us awake. Okay, so just have that basic understanding before we start talking about sleep hygiene and some biohacks. So when I talk about sleep hygiene, it's just sleep hygiene is a general term of techniques that you can do to increase your chances of getting a good night's sleep. Okay. The better you adhere to sleep hygiene practices, the better chance you'll be counting those sheep. So let's talk about some things, basic things. Now, these are not in any particular order. So numero uno, or un, as the French would say. There was a time where I knew I could count to 10 in Russian. Один, два, три, четыре, пять, шесть, семь, восемь, nine. I want to say NIF, but that's French. Anyways, I don't remember. All right, so number one, avoid the blue light. Okay, so we have a circadian rhythm. The circadian rhythm works as this. Our body is like wired to the rising of the sun at dawn and us getting drowsy at dusk. We are in tune with this rhythm. We've been in tune with it for millions of years because, of course, we used to sleep outside forever. Then with the advent of the Industrial Revolution and the incandescent light bulb, thanks Thomas Edison, this allowed for a perpetual lighting of the nighttime. So back in the old days, if you watch those old Merchant Ivory, Jane Austen kind of movies, at night they would light the candles. And the candles would be the only light that we would have. This is before kerosene lamps and whale oil lamps and, of course, before modern electricity. And so the body was naturally cued to get sleepy. But with light bulbs, and then later, more recently, with the CFCs, the fluorescent lights, the LED lights, our body is essentially wired. And blue light is a type of light that emanates from a variety of sources. So most commonly, it's going to be your phone, your TV. The TV typically isn't a problem because by the time the blue light reaches your eyes, unless you're standing right next to the TV like your mom told you not to, it's not really going to affect your circadian rhythm and hence your melatonin production. But we're mostly looking at computer screens and phones, and then we're looking at LED lights and fluorescent lights, or the curly cues, the ones that they sell now at all the places. Those are the big ones. So they eliminate blue light, and what blue light does is increases the amount of cortisol, which is the stress hormone of the body, when you should be decreasing it. So cortisol is released the most in the morning, kind of wakes us up, makes us jump out of bed. And then throughout the day, it decreases. And by the point of nighttime, it's supposed to be very little. And at that time, concomitant with that is going to be the rise of our melatonin. But with blue lights coming out of all these screens trick the body into thinking that it's still daylight and therefore prevents the release of melatonin. This is problematic. So when you're looking at screens when you're going to sleep, this keeps you up. Now, I'm sure a lot of you are like, Gregory, well, I fall asleep in 2 seconds after while I'm looking at my phone. And I'm not naive to think that you guys are not looking at your phones. I know my students, you know, I tell them it's like just to release or lower your EMF radiation hazards by putting your phone on airplane mode, you know, turn off that Wi-Fi to it or turn off your router in your house. And they just scoff at me. I mean, they're looking at their phone and they sleep next to it like it's their security blanket. So I'm not naive to think that you guys are not looking at blue light. But it's a problem. And so I know some of you are insomniacs. So if any of you are looking at screens or anything that's emanating bright light, turn it off. So the solutions, turn off fluorescent lights, get rid of those curly cube light bulbs. Guys, I'll mention it in a second before I get to the second one. Light some candles, preferably the non-scented because the scented ones are carcinogenic. Get some beeswax oil candles. Turn off all electronic devices at least 2 hours before sleeping. I'm sure you're like, whatever. Yeah, I'm so hooked to my phone. Yeah, I know. So what I do, well, I'll mention what I do. What I do is I got my Swanix. So I have some blue light blocking glasses. I actually purchased some sunglasses. You can do this online that block blue light. They kind of have an orange tinge to it. And I wear it. I wear it at clubs, bars, walking down the street and taking my night walks. If you go to my Instagram account, I have a video there where I'm taking a night walk and I'm wearing my glasses. I wear them in public. I wear them at restaurants. And people don't really make a comment about it. I mean, I've seen other people wearing them. It is a little peculiar because most people don't really know about this biohack. But it's there. And you can buy regular sunglasses if you want to go on the cheap. The Swanix I have are pretty pricey. So if you look on Amazon, or and I have a link on my blog about biohacking for sleep, you can find glasses at different prices. So definitely invest in the Swanix or any type of blue light blocking glasses if you're not invested in getting off of all media 2 hours before you go to sleep. The other thing is a lot of smartphones and computers now have that dimmer setting. So my iPhone, and I think I have an iPhone 6, does have that, but I naturally just lower the brightness right at sunset to keep with my circadian rhythm. So those are the options there. Now, before I go to the second one, let me talk about the curly cube light bulbs. These piff me off. All right, Thomas Edison, great guy. What they used to call him, the Wizard of Menlo Place. Incandescent light bulb is just incredible. Okay, so about 5-10 years ago, in the name of the environment and energy efficiency, we've been phasing out the good old incandescent light bulbs we've had over 140 years for the curly, the compact fluorescents. This is a bad thing. Within about 5-10 years, in the name of, you know, protecting the environment, they're going to phase out all 50-watt, 65, 75, 100-watt incandescent light bulbs and the names of these curly cubes. Now, let me tell you what's wrong with these curly cube fluorescents that a lot of you have. First of all, the lighting is crap. It gives off this horrible lighting, just like fluorescent lights. And I tell this to my students. If you go to a supermarket or Walmart or Target, they're all lit up by those long fluorescent lights. Fluorescent lights are known anxiolytic agents. In other words, they cause anxiety. One of the reasons is because it's liquid light that's shooting back very fast. Now, you don't consciously notice it, but your unconscious mind does and keeps you in this perpetual state of anxiety, hence the cortisol being released. So it's not a relaxing light, and we all know this. Nobody looks good in fluorescent lights. When you go on your first date, you want it to be all candlelit and relaxing. We don't want it super lit. So any of you ever walk into a room that's lit by fluorescent lights, you're like, ooh. And then even more obvious is turn off of the lights. Like in my classroom, the lights are never on. I have some lamps that I light, and of course I have the windows for the natural lighting. But if you turn off the fluorescent lights, everyone's like, oh, it feels so good. And then when you ask people, do you want me to turn it back on? They're like, heck no. It's horrible lighting. It's just a horrible lighting. The other problem is that they have mercury in them. So if you ever break or shatter one, you better get the hell out of that room really fast, or let, you know, your friend or your frenemy or your younger brother clean it up. Because you inhale that mercury, you're looking at mercury toxicity. This is something that's really not mentioned at Home Depot and Lowe's. So yes, you shouldn't like the compact fluorescents because they're very expensive and they're a total sham, but you shouldn't really like them more because of the principle involved, how they're phasing out the good old incandescent light bulbs. And granted, those don't last that long, but they're not freaking toxic. If you look at the research behind the curly fluorescents, you're really supposed to call hazmat if you ever drop one, because it releases mercury, and mercury is bad. Despite what the CDC says about putting mercury in the vaccines as an adjunct, it's horrible, okay? Don't even get me started on the vaccine issues. But my point is, get the fluorescent lights out of your house, and honestly, the LEDs, and stock up as on many of the Edison incandescent light bulbs as you can. Flip them on at night. As soon as the sun is setting, go to candles, and then go onto the incandescent light bulbs. That's the way to go. Purge the fluorescent lights and the LEDs as much as you can. Number two, make your room sleep-inducing. Okay, so again, let's go back to the prehistoric man. That's because we've evolved from him and that we were mostly prehistoric for the most of human existence. He slept in a dark cave or under the stars. He wasn't exposed to any lights, just the relaxing somnolytic effects of the fire in the starry skies. And also got cold, right? Unless you're in the summer in Texas, most places, even in the summer, can get pretty cold. So we are used to cold, dark. Okay, so one of the easiest biohacks you can do, because I understand that buying, you know, relatively expensive glasses you might not want to do, or get rid of your fluorescent lights, but we can all do this. Cold, dark. Studies show after one after another, the ideal temperature to sleep in your room is 60 to 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay, that is cold. That is cold. But let's talk about this. No one likes to sleep sweaty. Okay, if your room is hot and you're sweating under the sheets, you don't sleep. You're like, oh my God, you strip the sheets, right? But when it's cold, you get into the bed and it's all warm in your sheets and you put a bunch of blankies. Oh, and it feels so good. It feels so good. It feels so good. And lights. We don't want lights. Again, think of the prehistoric caveman. Dark, dark, dark. So purchase some blackout curtains. If you have any lights that are on in your room, you need to block them, okay? There's no reason you should have night lights. A lot of you have still those alarm clocks. Those alarm clocks release blue light. And not to mention, even if it's a new kind of alarm clock, and I know most of you don't use alarm clocks anymore, but they release a very bright light in the room. So cover all light that comes in. Cover your TV remote. And honestly, you shouldn't be watching TV in your room, but that's the sleep restriction podcast that'll come up next. If you're having major problems with insomnia and the things I'm mentioning today aren't helping, then we have the next step. But make your room pitch black. Buy some blackout curtains. Buy them. You got to be pitch black. Okay, you don't need an alarm. Just set the alarm on your phone. Throw away that LED alarm clock. Put it under the bed. You honestly don't need it. So pitch black, freezing cold. Freezing cold. Okay. Also invest in some white noise devices. You can get those sound wave machines. Most people use ceiling fans. I have a ceiling fan, and then I have a little, like the one on the ceiling. Then I have a portable fan. I flip that on. I like a lot of white noise. I'm weird. Now I'll talk about this at the end, how I've had a history of insomnia my whole life, but really two or three humongous spells where I was getting like 30 minutes to an hour a night and it was horrible. But I'm the type of guy, I cannot stand the clock ticking. Tick, tock, tick. Oh, that drives me freaking crazy. Or also, if I'm sleeping on my side, I can't handle hearing my heartbeat. It's like The Telltale Heart by Edgar Allan Poe. It freaks me out, hearing my heartbeat. I think I'm going to hear it, and it's going to stop beating. But if I'm not hearing it beat, then I'm dead. So I know it's completely irrational. So I need noise. I don't need to hear the dog barking four blocks away. I don't need to hear the owl hooting. I don't need to be hearing any of that. I need like three different fans on, and I need freaking cold and dark. Okay, so go that way. Three, avoid caffeine. Caffeine's a stimulant, which can hamper your sleep if you're sensitive to it. Okay, now we all know acquaintances who gulp down coffee all night and still sleep like a vampire, who can't be woken during the day. But don't risk it for the sake of getting insomnia. It takes the body about 10 hours to metabolize caffeine. So ideally, don't drink anything caffeinated, especially coffee, because tea's got about, the color teas, have about a tenth of the amount of caffeine that coffee does. And dark chocolate's down there, but it has a little more than the colored teas. But if you're going to be drinking the hardcore coffee, preferably not from Starbucks, try not to drink them after the afternoon. And I know all of you guys know people who drink coffee, you know, at 10 o'clock and still sleep well. But for those of you who are sensitive on your sleep, try to get rid of the caffeine. Try not to drink it too late. Okay, number four is going to be drink chamomile tea. Chamomile is, I think most of you guys know, is a natural herb that soothes the mind and increases somnolence, which is the fancy SAT word for sleep. There's sleepy time teas that you might find, that kind of variety, which they all have like a mixture of maybe a little like a lavender or some chamomile or some other stuff. So warm that up and drink that. It's just a natural sedative effect. Number five is going to be take magnesium. Now, vitamin D and magnesium are the two vitamin and minerals that we are severely deficient in magnesium and the D. I remember one time I told the class, I said, guys, and we were talking about vitamin C, vitamin D, and how we're deficient. I said, you guys need to D it up. You need to D it up. And all I got were a bunch of laughs. And I guess D it up means something else in the high school world than what I know. So they were laughing at me. But magnesium is extremely important. It's responsible for over 300 chemical reactions in the body and for proper electrical conduction of the nervous system, so of the heart and the brain. So you need to be taking magnesium. Now, I know this is all about natural remedies. So I know a lot of you are like, I take melatonin. The issue with melatonin is that it's like when men take steroids. Well, anytime you get an artificial source of anything, it's going to cause the organ in your body to be like, I guess I don't need to make this anymore. So if you're taking melatonin, artificial melatonin, for a long time, the pineal gland will be like, I guess I don't need to make melatonin anymore, and then you'll be hooked on it. And then as soon as you get off of it, sometimes your pineal gland might not go back to normal. Same thing with roids, right? You take testosterone, artificial ones, and it shrinks your testicles because your testicles are like, I don't need to be making it, so you get hypogonadism. So I'm not a big fan of valerian root. I am not a big fan of melatonin, and I'm certainly not a fan of Benadryl. Because again, these make you drowsy and then you get an emotional dependency on it. Like let's say you have a really bad insomnia and you take it one night, you're like, oh, I got a decent sleep. And you think it's because of that. Maybe it was just the placebo effect. I mean, we're going to talk about depression. One of the next podcasts would be a natural biohacks for depression. And there's so many studies that show that a placebo is just as effective as an SSRI antidepressant. So a lot of it's mind over matter. So sometimes you might be taking Benadryl or even, you know, the horrible Ambien and think, wow, I slept better. And so you're mentally become addicted. Even let's say you don't become addicted to the drug. Now, a lot of those sleep drugs are benzos or benzodiazepines, and you do get hooked on them. So aside from the actual chemical, you know, dependency, you have a mental dependency. You're like, well, I got to take this tonight because without it, I'm not going to sleep. So you're already like setting yourself up to needing these drugs when you don't need them. Magnesium is a win-win. We're very deficient in it. It's extremely important to the body, and it's a natural sedative, so buy it. Try to get pills that are about 300 milligrams or more, and try to get the ones that are not magnesium oxide because some of them malleate. They're not absorbed by the body. Try to find a magnesium that has the five or six different varieties. Get one of the more expensive ones. They're going to be like $20 a bottle, but it's serious. If you have insomnia, really go for that natural biohack, guys. It's really important. Next one is take a warm bath. It might seem a little counterintuitive that taking a hot bath or a shower will get you sleepy, but you got to think about this. The water will warm up the body, and then the body's going to overcompensate by trying to purge that excess heat off the body, thus cooling your body temperature. Your core body temperature than what it was before. So the attempt to radiate off that heat is going to make you sleepy. So I think all of you guys know this. This is why you give your kids warm baths at night because you want to get them sleepy. Well, it works for you too. So take a warm bath if you can. Another thing you can do is take a nice walk in the dark. I've already talked about this is a great biohack. I published an article last week about 8 non-exercise biohacks that you can do that help you lose or keep your weight off. And I mentioned walks as being one of them, even though I guess theoretically it's an exercise, but not like an exercise as we think of one. There's a lot of studies showing why this works. One of the main reasons is going to help with digestion, right? This is one of the reasons the Europeans are so skinny is because they walk a lot, because they have to rely on subways and public transportation. But also, it keeps your circadian rhythm in tune. So by going outside at night and seeing the moon and the stars, again, the melatonin is going to be released because your mind's like, oh, damn, it's night. I got to release this melatonin, right? But if you're at home, Netflix watching, or as what did the kids tell me? There's that slogan, Netflix and chill. I think that's their euphemism for like having sex while watching TV. Or if you want to come over, you say you want to Netflix and chill. That's their euphemism code for making out or having sex. So don't ever ask that to a student or whatever. But apparently that's one of the terminology if you want to Netflix and chill. But if you're staying at home, you're again watching TV. Your mind doesn't know it's dark outside, and therefore your melatonin is not being released because you probably have a bunch of lights on. So go for a walk. It's a great exercise, especially when it's cold outside. It's another ancillary benefit when it's cold is that you're purging a lot of calories because your body's shivering. So take a night walk. Another thing you can do is read. Turn off the boob tube about an hour before you go to sleep and read something. Nothing stressful. That's not reading about, you know, war-torn Sierra Leone. Or if you hate Trump, don't read about Trump. Just, you know, some nice, boring biographies or maybe some nice fiction that kind of takes you away, or maybe like an anecdotal memoir by Tina Fey or somebody like that. Just put your mind in the right mood. You don't want to be stressed out. You don't want to have like any heavy conversations with people before you go to sleep. You really don't want to be checking your emails before you go to sleep. Again, the whole point is relaxation. You got to relax, okay? So those are a couple of things that we can do. So let me review here. Avoid the blue light. Very important. Make your room cold, dark, and handsome. Cold, dark, and white noise. You can buy the device or use a ceiling fan. Try to avoid caffeine. Drink some magnesium. Take a sleepy tea like chamomile. Take a walk. Take a bath. Do some reading. Those are all awesome. So one of the last things I want to mention is blue light lamps. Now, I have one of these. I'll post them on Instagram. You can buy blue light lamps. Philips has a real good one. And if you know anybody who lives up north that suffers from seasonal affective disorder, like in Alaska where I used to live, or the north, North Dakota, Seattle, you can buy these lamps that will mimic the sun, essentially. They mimic I want to say it's ultraviolet light, but I could be wrong. Maybe it's one of the other lights that emanates the sun. So the point is that during the day, especially on a cloudy day or if you're going through a week where you're not getting a lot of sunlight, turn it on for about 20 minutes in the middle of the day and it resyncs your circadian rhythm. And it'll make you sleep better throughout the day. So I have a link on my website article about natural biohacks for insomnia for one of the ones that I have that I think is a real good one. But of course, you don't have to go to that link. And I do want to mention that on some of my articles, I do have links to Amazon. And I do mention on the widget on the side that Kate and I, if you make a purchase through Amazon within 24 hours of clicking on one of our links, and if you buy anything, it doesn't have to be whatever link it is. Let's say if I have a link to dark chocolate, let's say you go and you click on it and you go to Amazon for dark chocolate and then you look up, I don't know, 98 degrees CDs back from the 90s, whatever purchase you make, we get about 4% of a commission from that. Now, this is not at any cost to you or increase to you. It's just a way for us to try to generate some income for the website because we are not making any money for doing this and it would really help us out. So if any of you do ever make purchases through Amazon, which I think most of you do, if you would not mind going to our website and clicking on one of the links, it'd make a humongous deal for us because, you know, we're not making any money off of these podcasts and the articles and the website. And if anything, we're taking a hit because, you know, it does cost money to maintain websites and so forth. So think about those lights. So if you have insomnia and you're not getting enough sunlight during the day, it's important to get a blue light lamp. I would say one of these things, another thing that's very important is that you got to get sunlight throughout the day. So take a day walk. That's another biohack I mentioned, but outside. Right when you wake up, get that sun in your retina, on your eyeballs. Let the body know that it's sunlight time. and stay outside as much as you can. Now, you get that great ancillary benefit of the vitamin D, but it also keeps your circadian rhythm in check. So it's like, oh, the brain knows, okay, it's sunlight, sunlight, sunlight. When it's really cloudy, you're not getting those cues, and that's why a blue light lamp is really effective, because by turning it on, then it kind of keeps your circadian rhythm going, and so the brain knows, hey, it's daytime. And then, of course, you don't want to use these lamps late at night because you're tricking the body into thinking it's still daytime. So you only want to do about 20 minutes in the midday, and then you're good to go. So if insomnia is still an issue after implementing these natural biohacks, I recommend that you go to another article I have on sleep restriction. This is hardcore insomnia biohacks. So these are just general things I gave you, but if you're still having insomnia, go to that article. I will post a podcast on that too as well in the foreseeable future, but go to that, okay? So the last thing I want to mention is nothing is as important as sleep. Okay, we all have different occupations. We all want to do different things with our life, but we all want to live long and have a good life. And all those things are compromised by not getting enough sleep. So if you're sacrificing sleep to, you know, watch Jimmy Fallon or catch up on your social media, you are putting your long-term health at risk. And if you're letting your kids do the same thing, you are affecting them. One of the biggest mistakes you can give is give your kids a phone or an iPad and let them go to sleep with it. Because not to mention, they're gonna, you know, their sleep's gonna be affected, but again, they could be looking up porn, they could be catfish, there's predators, they could find websites you don't want them to go to. It's a humongous mistake, guys. It really is. Okay, do not be giving your kids smart devices at a young age. I mean, even the American Academy of Pediatrics said that two-year-olds shouldn't even be looking at screens, anyone two or younger. And I know we do it because it's kind of an easy way to raise kids, right, when we're really tired, and I get that. But at nighttime, you really don't want them to be on the devices. So the last thing I want to mention is nothing's as important as sleep. And I do want to mention my own insomnia issues. There were a couple of times in my life where I had really bad insomnia. I mean, literally an hour. And it was petrifying. And you know what? I'll mention this for the next podcast on sleep restriction, because it really applies to sleep restriction and the hardcore insomnia and how you can get out of that. I'll save that for the next time. Not to tease you, sorry. I feel like a coquette teasing you. Anyways, so we're going to finish that up for today. These are natural biohacks for sleep. Check that out. This week, I'm going to have a podcast release, a couple of recipes, very keto-friendly recipes are going to be coming out this week. I'm recording this on May 8th, around there, Sunday night. And look out for those articles. I have an article coming out on integrative medicine, which is going to be a great article because, Kate and I really believe in kind of a merging of the best of both naturopathic and allopathic. We are not anti-allopathic. We believe there is a place for surgeries and medications, but we just think it shouldn't be the first thing that you go to. So that article will be coming out. I have an article coming out on plastics coming out. So just look out for that. Until next time, take care. Try these sleep things. Cold, dark, noise, night walks. Get off the blue screens. Just give them a shot. All right? You guys take care. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Naturopathic Earth Radio. Visit us at www.naturopathicearth.com, follow us on Twitter at Naturopath Earth, and subscribe to us on iTunes. Don't forget to leave a review. And remember our core belief at naturopathicearth.com. Let food be thy medicine, let nature be thy healer. See you next time. Music courtesy of Art of Escapism.